How many of you are ready to reveal the glory of your sonship to all of creation? Just drink that in. Drink in your perfection right now. You're perfect, holy and blameless, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a chosen generation set apart for God. You don't belong to this world. You've been taken out of this world. You've been translated. You're not a member of the kingdom of darkness. You've been translated. You've been totally taken out of all that is darkness, and you've been translated into the kingdom of the dear Son, in whom there is no darkness, shadow, or variableness of turning. You're perfect. Don't have to climb a ladder of sanctification. Sanctification is a person. Jesus. He has become for us our sanctification. You're holy in every single way. Do you realize this? Do you know why you've got angels with you? And you have got angels with you. It's because the Father has not got a clue what your problem is. He's unaware. He's been blinded by the light. He does not even know what your issue is. He doesn't know what your problem is. He doesn't know what your concern is. Because in his eyes, he has perfected everything through the sacrifice of his Son. And he is 100% committed to the finished works. Woo! That came to me by revelation. I was having a dry day. I don't have too many dry days. Bro, brew. Yeah, brew. Yeah, just say to your neighbor, yeah, brew. Spiders, moths, and snakes, aha. Spiders, moths, and snakes, aha. I'm in South Africa. David killed the lion and the bear. Last night in a dingy bed and breakfast, I killed the spider and the moth. Spiders, moths, and snakes, aha. Spiders, moths, and snakes, haha. You've got moths over you, dude. The size of frying pans. He was looking at me. I was looking at him. It was like a Mexican standoff with a moth. It took me a little while to discern whether it was a living creature or an ornament. And then I saw his fangs just... I thought, bless God, it's a living creature. Picked up my shoe. Boom! He just looked at me. Whew. Wow. I thought Gunter had dropped me in a safari. I thought it was part of the trip. It's safari time. Creatures everywhere. This spider came towards me with a swagger. He's the real deal spider. I'm looking at him and he's looking at me. Oh, here we go again. 12 o'clock at night, I run Gunter. Gunter, I know God hasn't given me a spirit of fear. But please, Gunter, please get me out of this place. I'm a celebrity, Gunter. Get me out of here. be written in the next chapter of the Bible. And David killed the moth and the spider. And he said to the snake, I've killed the moth and I've killed the spider. Who are you to come before me, you venomous snake? Just let that river of joy bubble out of your belly. Please do not hold back for my sake. I live in a totally different realm, dude. I'm used to laughter. I'm from heaven. Wow. Oh. So, I was having a dry day. Dry day. Wow. And I was getting like a little bit disillusioned. Do you ever get disillusioned a little bit? We shouldn't. But because we forget to look in the mirror, we sometimes get a little bit disillusioned. And I was sort of moaning away. Just moaning, complaining, murmuring, grumbling. And suddenly, I realized where I was. And my eyes were opened, and there's an angel stood before the throne. And he says, the Father says to him, he says, who have we got here? And the angel said, it's little Davy Grace. And the Father says, what does he want? And the angel said, he's fallen over and he's bruised his knee and he's hurt himself. And the Father turned around and said, doesn't he know? Doesn't he know that we have insurance out against him? Suddenly I came out of this encounter and I realized that's the issue. The issue is that we don't know. We forget. We forget so easily, just like the Galatian church. We forget to reflect. We forget to look. We forget to behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. We forget to see our own perfection in Christ. And we allow this natural realm to dictate to us and tell us things that bind us and hold us back, when the reality of it is we should be living in the glorious freedom of the sons of God. There is no longer any issues. And the Father realizes that. And the Father was shocked that the angel had to bring him this request, because heaven's thoughts are not our thoughts, and heaven's ways are not our ways. And the way that heaven thinks and the reality of the kingdom is at such a different level to where the present church is at. But in this season, in this time, the Spirit of wisdom and revelation has been opening to us the eyes of our heart, that we might see and that we might know. The Holy Spirit isn't on the earth right now making up for the imperfections in Christ's sacrifice. The Holy Spirit is here opening the eyes of our heart that we might see the glory of everything that Christ did and our position in Him. The Holy Spirit has come as the Spirit of truth to guide us into all truth and to take of the glory of what Christ accomplished and to reveal it to us. Because somehow one man died for all, therefore all died. Somehow the vicarious man, Christ Jesus, represented the whole of humanity. And just as one man, Adam, fell and sinned, and sin and death came onto all men because one man died. Christ Jesus came as the last Adam. He didn't come as the second Adam. He came as the last Adam, which speaks of a representation of an entire generation that had been riddled with sin. And he walked out the perfect life. He manifested perfect faith. He died a perfect death. The Bible says that his death was our death. That his burial was our burial. All of the old, everything that came in through Adam, everything that tagged us with darkness and sin and shame was removed in a once and for all act. Once and for all. We have received a circumcision that never has to be done again. Whew. And it was done by the hand of Almighty God Himself when He removed from us the sinful nature and He raised us up. If you then be raised, you were lifted in Him. You were lifted with Him. This glory, this gospel is a supernatural gospel that God stepped down out of all of eternity and He died your death and He lifted you up to a place of total and utter perfection in Him. He seated you on a throne in the heavens, and from that place He allows you to rule and to reign, to spill out of your belly the glory of the Lord. He took you out of the equation and took your efforts out of the equation whilst fully including you in the most beautiful work the creation will ever see. What a God. So beautiful. So what does this kingdom now look like that we're in? What is this kingdom like? 2 Corinthians 5 says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have been taken away. And behold, look. Look in the mirror again. Look. All things have become new. One translation says, if anyone is in Christ, it's a whole new world, baby. Whole new world. Come on over to my place. Hey, you! I'm having a party! Christianity doesn't involve a party. It is the party. It is the celebration. We should be the happiest, most blissed out, ecstatic people on the planet. We should be the most glorious, glory-fried, glory-filled, ecstatic. Shaka papa! The Lord said to Abraham, He said, Abraham, I'm going to make you famous for your bliss. And all of the nations will seek a bliss just like yours, Abraham. How many of you would like to be famous for your bliss? Well, you better laugh a bit if you're going to be famous for your bliss. Do you want me to quickly, I'm going to lay hands on everyone that hasn't walked out, all right? And I am going to open up a realm for you. It's called the realm of no lack. There is no lack, ding dong, in this kingdom. Do you know how lack is spelt in the kingdom of God? Opportunity. Opportunity. You're about to become a manifestation of all of heaven to this earth. You're about to become the portal and the gateway and the revival. You're about to become a spirit of life to all of creation. All of creation is waiting for this year, the sons of God to be unzipped and unfurled and unveiled. What do you look like? Superman! Superman is about to make a resurgence. People are going to start having Superman tattoos. Why? Because God says, open up your eyes that you may see the glory of all that you are. You are not of this world. You are a new creation reality made in the very image of God. All things have passed away and all things have become new. The Apostle Paul said, I no longer consider any man according to the flesh. He said, I once saw Christ like that, but I don't anymore. As soon as you're in him and he's in you, and he's everywhere all at the same time, ding dong, where are you? We are moving in the power of... I used to go to this church... Sunday morning, they'd sing this song. We are moving in the power of God. We are moving in the power of God. And they would do these, they had these attractive women out the front. They're dressed like hula women. And they would give it a bit of this. This was moving. We are moving. We are moving. And I looked at it one day. And I thought, dude, there's no power. That's strange, dude. There is a power so strong. We'll come out of a different realm. We're seated with him in the heavenly places. We're established in righteousness right there. We sit together in Christ, in God, in the heavens. We have yet to see all things subdued underneath his feet, but we see Jesus. And in the seeing of Jesus and in the beholding of his glory and his righteousness, we see an image reflected back to us that we identify with. It's called the new creation reality, made in the very image of who he is. And then we come out of that place, we recognize who we are, and we walk into this world as ambassadors, as kings, as priests from a totally different realm. And as we do, the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ. Paul and Silas walked into Philippi. They were coming out of a totally different realm. And as they walked in, the demonic structure started to shake. So they got thrown into prison. And while they were in prison, there was a physical affirmation of what had taken place in the spirit as the whole place shook with the power of God. How many of you are ready to manifest the image of God to all of creation? revelation becomes reality this year. You will see the glory of all that you are. You will see the glory of God this year. Like a cloud, like a mist will start to come out. In Azusa Street, they said, if the meetings were really bad, the cloud would only be a foot off the floor. If the meeting was really good, the children would play hide and seek in the cloud. How many of you are ready? We're not whipping this thing up. It's not that we've got to contend. It's not that we've got to push. It's not that we've got to press. It's because He contended and pushed and pressed into us. And now He's saying, get ready to be revealed to creation. Your pushing days are over, ding dong. You can sign on the dotted line today and you can say, I quit. I've seen the glory of what He did, and my efforts are not necessary to add or complement to it. It is perfect. Perfection has come through Jesus Christ. You have been swallowed up in life. Death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? We carry the very life and nature of God. He got me drunk. And they tried to make me go to rehab. 2005, hammered drunk. 1 month laid on my sofa, trancing out in the glory. People come into my house wanting me to pray, wanting me to whip it up. I just said, dude, I can't move. You're going to have to pray on my behalf. Drunk. No one knew what it was. What is happening to him? No grid for it. No framework for it. I just knew it felt good. 3 months. Hammered. Drunk. I went to the Lakeland Revival with Todd Bentley. They threw me out. Causing a disturbance. I said, dude, I thought it was revival. And here's me, little old me, causing disturbance. Maybe there's a greater glory yet to be revealed. Feel the fire. Put your hands up into the fire, dude. That's coming out of your bellies. The Lord spoke to me and He said, son, don't worry about it. He said, this wine isn't foolishness. And He said, this wine is about to speak. We started putting on these Holy Ghost slosh fests. No one was doing Holy Ghost slosh fests in 2007. We were just drunk. Put the first one on, 300 people showed up. They all came forward for a Holy Spirit enema. They all got flushed out and transformed. We said, just stick your finger into the juggler or the person next to you and just give them some Jesus on the mainline. Tell him what you want. Just jack up your neighbor. Jack up your neighbor in your old kit bag and smile, boy, smile. What's the use of worrying? Ain't no worry in this kingdom. Ain't no fear in this kingdom. This is a kingdom of light. It's unapproachable for the darkness. Wow. We said to the people, you're clogged up with religion. You know you're clogged up. You need the enema. You need colonic irrigation of the spirit, man. Please come forward. They were honest and they came. We'll see how honest the South Africans are later. They all bent down. They received their purification. A lot of glory on it. Next slosh fest we did, 600 people came. The glory of God came like a mist. We started realizing that heaven didn't involve a party on a Sunday morning and Tuesday night. It was a party. Could be lived every day. We're all invited. I am so whacked. When I lay hands, there's going to be bodies. There's like a wind that comes out, then there's like a mist that comes out. Why? Because I am as he is. To see me is to see the Father. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. At his right hand, pleasures forevermore. What's this joy like? It's a joy unspeakable and full of glory. No lack, it's full. It's full of glory. Full. He is the fullness that fills all in all. So then the media started getting hold that like there was a party in the UK. Hadn't been there for a long time. So sad. So the Sun newspaper, which is the biggest daily newspaper in the UK, read by millions of people, sixth biggest daily newspaper in the world, came to our slosh fest. You couldn't pay for advertising like that. And they wrote an amazing double-page spread. And the title of it was Holy Ravers Who Get High on God. John Crowder couldn't have wrote it better himself. Will you give me 10 more minutes just to share this story? Is that okay? If you need to leave, you can leave. I understand. I don't show up to my own meeting, so I understand why people leave. I don't go. I quit. They sometimes ring me up. They say, Davey, you come in? I don't know, but it's your meeting. You put it on, you advertised it, please come. But I'm drunk. Wow. The last part of the article said, a drunk man walks by the slosh fest and he looks through the steamy window and he says in a slurred voice, that looks like one hell of a party to me. A couple of days later, I'm in Rome and a girl sits across a table from me and she prophesies and she said, God's about to open a door for you into the media. The following day, I run home and my wife says, the reality television program Big Brother has rung, and they asked if it was true about you being drunk in the spirit. And they said, if it was, you didn't have to audition with the other 100,000 people. You could just come and meet the executive producers. So to cut a long story short, Big Brother is one of the biggest reality television programs in the UK. It's watched by 5-6 million people every day. Shown 24 hours a day on the internet. Oh, wow. It's like 3 hours of programming going on through the day. And I ended up going in there, and the Lord said to me, he said, I'm going to use you to break every stereotypical mindset that the people have of me and my church. He said, they don't realize that I'm love. That went over most of your heads. Oh, yeah. Oh, drunk. On the third week that I was in there, the throne that I was sat on came down into the media mountain, and the glory of God hit the Big Brother house. The media started calling it the house of love. They said there had never been a more tactile, loving house in the whole time that we were there. The Lord spoke to me and said, I'm going to cause a flood. There's flash floods coming. Sounds nuts, doesn't it? 2 days later, the rain hit so hard that the ceiling in the Big Brother house split. Water came in and pooled all over the floor. We were all evacuated from the Big Brother house. The following day, in the national headlines in the UK, was heavens open over the Big Brother house. And there's a picture of me flopping around in the water with the words, heavens open over the Big Brother house. Cut a long story short. The big deal when you're in the house is, how are you going to be received when you go out? Now, I should have been chewed up. I went in with a monk's robe on and no shoes. Hammered drunk in the Holy Ghost. There's videos of me everywhere on YouTube, sat in a wheelchair, totally hammered. But I get evicted in second place, top man, went further than any other family man in the history of Big Brother. The doors of the Big Brother house open. 5 million people are watching live on television, the live finale. 1,500 people are stood outside. As the doors open, everyone goes berserk, and all the paparazzi are taking photos. And there are people with boards, with a picture of me on the boards. And it would say, are you drunk on the monk? Some would say, are you feeling the glory? Little did I know that while I was in the Big Brother house, the UK public started calling me the glory. I know some of you would be offended by that. Oh, he doesn't share his glory with another. Well, he did. He joined us together with him. It's no longer us living, but Christ living in and through us. For me to see you is for me to see Jesus. Problem we've had in church is we've been sat next to imposters for a long time. I don't know anything about demons. I know a lot about Christians. Where can I flee from their presence, oh Lord? If I go up into the heavens, they're there. If I go down into hell, they're there. Where can I flee from their presence, oh Lord? I gotta be quick. Wow. Are you feeling anything? Because I am hammered. I did the live interview when I came out, and they put a 2 minute section of clips on that was called Glory, Know Your Limits, where it was 2 minute sections of me hammered drunk in the Big Brother house. And someone was speaking over the top saying, the glory has been known to intoxicate people for weeks, sometimes months at a time. When people are filled and infused with this glory, they look like a drunken man that is staggering. The glory has been known to be scandalous and offensive. And there's pictures of me on secular television. Secular television. The first night I set up my Twitter account, the first evening I had 19,000 followers, the first evening. The first week I came out of the Big Brother house, I had 3,000 emails and direct messages off unchurched people saying, how on earth can I be impacted by this glory? I could go into any town, village, or city in the UK, anyone. And I did it. I tested it. I drove to different places. And within 1 hour, I would have between 200 and 300 people stop me for photographs, autographs, asking me to ring their friends and family, loving on them, just spending time with them. The one time the staff in McDonald's had to channel all the people to me, they became my ushers. They had to channel the people to me and from me and make sure they left because there was a crowd outside the doors. They all called me the glory. That's so offensive, isn't it? Abraham, I will make you famous for your bliss. And all of the nations will seek out a bliss just like yours. Are you ready for the nations? You're going to be revealed. The glory of everything that you are is about to be seen. I've seen it. In December, a mist started coming out and going into my house. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, son, this is going to be a year of revelation producing reality. He said, everything that they've heard is about to be seen. He said, it's the year of the unzipping and the unveiling. The physical things started appearing in my house. The Lord would give me a desire of the kingdom. It would bubble up. And I would desire something. And then 2 days later, it would physically manifest in my house. And he said to me, son, do you know why this is happening? He said, because in my kingdom that's about to be revealed, there's no lack. No lack. There's no lack in you. You're perfect. Holy, blameless. You're a king that rules and reigns. He that spared not his only son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? So much glory in this kingdom. You better get ready to walk up the road and for people to stop you and say, please turn your eyes from me. For I see Jesus. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to be stopped? Are you ready for people to say to you, for me to see you is to see the Father? Because there's no difference now. You were raised up, seated together in Him, with Him, and from that place you rule and reign. So I just want to open that up for you. I don't know, there's something about when someone, I don't believe in impartation like I did, but I believe that when someone starts to get established in something, and you get around them, that part of your fullness can be established in you too. I believe that. And I just want us just to, maybe the band can come up and we can worship, maybe you can come forward. I want to lay hands. And this is my prayer. My prayer is that that realm of the kingdom of no lack, the reality of who you are, would start to be revealed to all of creation. And that the realization of where you sat will start to be seen. Is that okay? I so want to just love on you and pray for you. If you need to go, I understand. I want to thank you for blessing me and my family. You're awesome. Wow. So drunk. Is it okay if we worship for a while? Will you lead us in some worship? Is that okay? Why don't we come forward? I was going to do like a fire tunnel, but it seems like a lot of hard work. Why don't we just come forward and worship, and me and some of my friends will just come and love on you. Are you ready for this? Was that good tonight? Did you enjoy that? Did you get anything out of that? I think maybe if we were here for a few days, we'd see it blow up. I don't know. I feel like I've blown up. Just come forward and love on each other and just start worshiping. And we're just going to come by and just pray with you guys. Thank you, Lord. Just love on your neighbor. Just start chewing on their earlobes. Just chew those crunchy bits on the tops of the ears. You know, like on a pig's ear, you got that little crunchy bit at the top. Just chew on that. Just nibble it clean off. I'm sure the church is insured. The church is insured, I'm sure of it. You'll be all right. Just chew their ear. I know, lick their nose. Do whatever you want to do. It's okay. Same body. Share it. Jesus is so beautiful. Wow. Some of you the next week are just going to be in the presence of God, and it's going to be like a mist is going to start to come out. Pow! I like that. The mist of His glory. My friend was friends with Ruth Ward Heflin for 6 months, and she said, Dave, the one day we were in a meeting, and all of a sudden a cloud came out of her mouth. And it went out into the auditorium and filled the auditorium. And the auditorium was filled with a cloud that came out of her mouth. Are you ready for a river of cloud? The rivers of God. He's clothed in a cloud. You do know that. When He came down on the mountain was clothed with a cloud. How about a river of cloud bubbles up out of your belly? How about you manifest so much of God that you become a cloud? Who are these? Who are these who are like a cloud and like doves to their roost? Cloudy glory! Cloudy, cloudy glory! The cloud of His glory! King of glory! Cloud of glory! He's the King of glory! And He lives on the inside of you, and there is no lack. King of glory, bubble.